tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it?
Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
You keep telling me that. Who is she?
Well, don't touch that dial, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Swat!
The King of Crack!
The Colossus of Clout!
The Colossus of Clout!
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Here's Tom Morgan.
Good morning and happy Easter, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Adam Abdallah. Our producer, Adam, is back this week, but Bill Huggins is taking the day off, and Josh Wolkin from Huggins and Scott is on with us this week. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tom. Good morning to you.
Are you wide awake? In California, what is it, about 2 in the morning out there, something like that?
Five, but close enough.
Yeah, it seems like 2, huh? Might as well be.
Exactly.
So with it being Easter, we've got a lot to talk about today, actually. We've got Josh sent along some items that did better than they even thought they might in the April Huggins auction, and has some items that are already in for the June Huggins and Scott auction, so we'll mix in some of that talk. And then Vince and I are going to do a little fantasy baseball talk. I'm going to talk about some of the guys, mainly my hitters on my fantasy team, that aren't doing so well or off to poor starts. Vince is going to bring up a few that are off to good starts, and then we're going to decide whether they'll continue in that direction or not. What got me started on that idea, one of the players on my team is Billy Butler of the Royals, and he's off to a terrible start. He's hitting about, well, he actually had a couple hits yesterday, but I think he's still hitting under 200. So I'm thinking, how old is this guy? It seems like he's kind of heavy. It seems like he's been around forever. I look him up on Baseball Reference, and I couldn't even take him out of the lineup. I saw his birthday was Friday. It's birth week for him. He's got to do better. And he's got the nickname Country Breakfast.
Now, Country Breakfast.
Country Breakfast. Now, that might have something to do why he's off to a slow start with a little too much of the Country Breakfast. He's a little on the heavy side.
He does look kind of like a big guy. So
he does.
Good appetite.
He must like the Country Breakfast. So I had a couple of hits. I still don't think he's going to have a great year. He did a little worse. His 162 game average is .297 with 19 homers and 89 RBI. He just turned 28. He looks like he's like 35.
You share a birthday with him, don't you?
Same day. Yeah, Friday. That's another reason I couldn't yank him out of the lineup.
Well, happy birthday, Tom.
Thank you. Last year, Billy Butler hit .289, 15 homers, 82 RBIs, a .787 OPS, so he went down from his averages, so I'm figuring he'll still probably hit somewhere 15 to 20 homers, get about 75 RBIs, maybe he'll only hit 250 or 60, but he's going to do better than he's doing right now. Vince, you have somebody that's off to a big start you want to start off with?
This pitcher was actually cut by Cleveland a week before the season started and picked up by Atlanta and has just been pitching lights out. Aaron Harang.
Oh, I didn't know that he was cut by Cleveland. Yep. He's off to a great start.
25 innings pitched, 9 hits.
Wow.
In fact, he had a no-hitter through 7 innings on Friday night, but because his pitch count was up to 120 pitches, they pulled him. And then relief pitchers gave up a hit, but he's off to a fantastic start.
What do you think? Is he going to keep it up?
You know what? He must be doing it with Mir, so maybe he's found the fountain of youth or something. So I'm going to say that, you know, he can actually do it. Atlanta's got a good pitching coach and a good team, and I think a pitcher's ballpark, I think he can do it.
I'm a little questionable about Mr. Harang myself, but
it's a good story, though.
It is a really good story. What a start he's off to, man. So the number here is 312-332-3776. We are giving away a box of cards. I figure it's golf season now, and with the weather finally getting nicer and warmer, I wonder how many people golf on Easter. There's got to be a lot of guys golfing on a nice day. But we're giving away a box of 2014 Upper Deck SP Authentic Golf. If you call us at 312-332-3776 with a question about the value of an item, could be sports, pop culture, political, whatever, you'll get in the drawing. And Vince, how do they get the box if they win?
If you're the winner, email me, vince@arcdelivery.com, and I will arrange a delivery at your convenience free of charge.
Very good. Now, also, if you tweet me a question, my Twitter ID is tcrowntom. You will get in the drawing for the box of Upper Deck SP Authentic Golf. This is actually a very good box. There's three autographs per box, and the Rorys, the Tiger Woods, the Nicklaus Autos, there's multiplayer autos. It's really a very good box. But I got, and you can tweet me during the week, and I got a couple really cool items tweeted to me during the week. One guy had, he's a Green Bay Packer fan, but that's okay. He's on Twitter. We'll let him be a Packer fan. That's all right. He sent along a picture of a newspaper from, what was the last year the Packers won? Was it like whatever it was, 2010, whenever it was? And it's signed by 34 of the Packers, including all of the starters. Josh, I think you had estimated that about $150 to $200, somewhere in that range?
I think, yeah, somewhere right around there, Tom.
Yeah, now that's something that's a cool item for a Packer fan to get framed. That almost more than the value, it's just a cool item where they, it shows that they won, and it's just a neat item for framing. But then the biggie that got tweeted to me, Paul from Twitter. The first one, Vince, was Tim from Twitter. You do get in the drawing if we use your tweets on the show. Paul from Twitter tweets me a picture of his sister standing next to Sidney Crosby on the ice holding a Sidney Crosby game-worn jersey. I guess she won a Sidney Crosby game-worn jersey and a shirt off their back event.
That's cool.
The previous night. So I don't even know if it was washed, wow. You know. It might not have been. But I've seen those go anywhere from $5,000 to $12,000. And I guess it was from right that game. So that's pretty cool. How about, wouldn't that be a great Huggins and Scott auction item, Josh?
Absolutely. Would love to auction that.
Now, what, have you ever had a Crosby game-worn jersey?
Have not.
Think of? Oh, cool. What do you think you would start that at, even at, would you, in an auction?
Oh, probably $2,500 and see where it goes.
Yeah, that's cool. Very nice. Now, speaking of things from Huggins and Scott that did better than Josh had thought, that Evander Holyfield fight-worn ensemble that ended in April, that went for, what, like over $4,500, didn't it? That was cool.
Yeah, very, very neat.
Yeah, so HugginsandScott.com, check out the items. We have Mike from Naperville on the line. What do you have there, Mike?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, happy Easter.
Same to you.
I have a one-of-one Tim Duncan out of Fleer. It's not autographed, but it's a true one-of-one, and it's from, like, 2003. Is that something I would want to get graded, you think, or?
You know, it's already separated from the pack because it's a one-of-one, but if it's really nice, I would definitely get it graded because a lot of times that's what then people think. Boy, if it's a one-of-one and if it's in really nice shape, I'm going to go for it. We were actually just talking about Duncan yesterday at T-Crown, where it's kind of amazing for how good he is and how good he's been, how little some of his stuff goes for. He doesn't sign a ton, so I'm thinking, I don't even think I have his autograph. I've got to pick one of those up. He's a guaranteed Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I think if you like Duncan's game, I think right now is more of a time to pick up his stuff than to really sell it because it just, I mean, you could make a very good case for him to be the best power forward in history. So,
yeah.
So Mike, I would think that's probably at least $100, but depending on how it looks and everything. But if it's a gem mint, that would help. And I wouldn't sell it at this point. I think I would just hang on to it.
Okay, thanks.
All right, have a good Easter.
Why do you think his stuff isn't as popular as it should be?
I think there's two things. I think that he's not a flashy scorer like a dunker or anything like that. And he doesn't have a big personality. He's supposed to be a great teammate and a great and actually very funny, I guess, around his teammates, but he's very dull when he's interviewed, and that actually has something to do with it.
Where so a little more eccentric you are, a little bit more valuable.
Flashy,
stuff.
Flashy with a bigger personality, and that seems to do it. But when you look at his numbers and his team play and everything down the road, I mean, he's been one of the top power forwards, for sure one of the top two or three in history. So, okay, Ed from Crown Point is on the line. What do you have there, Ed?
Hi, how are you?
Doing great.
Well, I've got a baseball signed by Willie Mays and Hank Aaron, and underneath their signatures they have their home run totals.
That's a great combo. So what type of condition? Is it real nice, clear signatures?
Yeah, they're fairly clear. They look smooth. There's no smudge in them.
Josh, is that something that sounds like a Huggins and Scott item with Mays and Aaron, just those two on it?
Well, probably close, but it probably would need a little bit of help. Both those guys signed and still sign quite a bit. I would say probably in the $150 to $250 range for that kind of ball.
Yeah, that's probably true, especially if the signatures aren't real solid. Still real good value. Now, do you think he should add anybody to that if he can, or should he leave it the way it is?
I guess I would leave it the way it is.
Yeah,
I don't
probably
know. I mean,
would
the guys you'd think about adding to it, you can't add to it because they're not around to sign it anymore, you know?
Yeah, maybe Barry Bonds you'd add to it, but that might hurt it in some people's He seems to be getting a little more popular as time goes on, but that's a great baseball, Ed. Did you get him yourself in person, or how'd you get him?
Well, I knew a guy who was selling it. He had the letters of authenticity with it, so I bought it from him. He was just looking to get rid. I paid $150 for it.
Okay, yeah, well, that was a good buy. That's a neat ball. Okay, yep. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery. This week, Josh Wolkin from Huggins and Scott Auctions. And our producer, Adam Abdallah. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. Happy Easter, everybody. We're giving away a nice box this week, a box of Upper Deck 2014 SP Authentic Golf, 3 autographs per box. Give us a call at 312-332-3776 if you have a question about the value of an item. And we'll try to give you an estimate of what we think it might be worth. And if we get you on the show and we like your question, we'll put you in a drawing for the box of the Upper Deck SP Authentic Golf. And the Riverview guy is on. What do you have this week, Riverview guy?
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail.
Oh, boy.
I got to wake somebody up.
He's multi-talented. He can sing. What do you have there, Riverview guy?
I got two items, Tom. I got a sports item and a pop culture item. I've got a ball that used to be the Schaumburg Flyers. I got a Northern League signed by the Russian national team. I got the whole team, including the coaching staff. They played the Flyers in an exhibition game one day with the Flyers. Now there's the Boomers.
How many years ago was that?
Oh, God, I can't count the years.
Now, would there be anybody on that team, Josh, that you know of? Would there be any collectible value to that?
I can't say that I could come up with a player have even heard of the team in the past. Is there collectible value? I guess if you found the right buyer, yes. I mean, you know, obviously, Tom, as you know, something is only worth what someone is willing to pay for it. So if you found the right guy that was willing to buy it, then yes, it has value. I don't know that I know that guy, but
yeah, I don't know. That's something that's...
I know Riverview guy, so he, you know, maybe he's got it.
Also, I've got the autograph of the whole musical group, the Association.
The Association? What do you think on that, Josh?
The whole band.
Ditto.
Yeah.
Ditto to my last comment. Gosh, Tom.
Well, they had a lot of hits back in the 60s, you know. Cherish Never My Love, Windy, you know, Along Comes Mary. They had a ton of hits.
Along Comes Mary was a good one. I don't know that there's a lot of value to that, though, Riverview guy. Maybe you can hook him up with the Russian national team and have a party or something. Okay, well, it's time for a short break. The number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8 a.m. Give us a call with a question about the value of an item, and you'll get in the drawing for a 2014 Upper Deck SP Authentic Golf Box. So hang in there, everybody. We'll be right back.
Tune in Sunday mornings at 7 for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
On ESPN Chicago and ESPNChicago.com.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery. Josh Wolkin is with us from Huggins and Scott this week. And our producer, Adam Abdallah, is back. So we're taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Could be sports, pop culture, political, whatever you might have. Give us a call at 312-332-3776. And you get in a drawing for a box of 2014 Upper Deck SP Authentic Golf, which has three autographs per box. You can also tweet me a question. My Twitter ID is T Crown Tom, and Tim from Twitter, yes, we did cover your signed newspaper. Tell your boss not to, you can't miss the first 15 minutes of our show.
Now that's a fan. That's a loyal fan.
That is a fan. We were looking for Black Magic Woman by Santana, but we couldn't find it. That was going to be the perfect lead into another of my hitters that's off to a bad start, Carlos Santana. He's hit another guy hitting about 150 with one homer. Now, last year he hit 268, 20 homers, 74 RBIs. He's only 28. Another guy right in his prime. He had a 4.3 WAR last year. You can put him at catcher because, and he's not catching very much. The perfect guy to pick up. But so I'm figuring he's got to at least hit 250 with 20 homers and 70 or 80. I mean, he's got to, doesn't he?
How did you attract these guys off to such slow starts? Across the board, your hitters are just
I don't know. There must be like a black cloud. I pick them and the cloud goes over their hotel room. Now, here's a guy, though, that I think is really going to – I think he's going to pick it up, and here's why. Steven Strasburg, who Vince just brought up, that he's off to a slow start with a 6 ERA and a 1.57 whip. And I'm thinking, man, I wonder if his arm is just shot. Here's why I think he's going to pick it up. He's got 33 strikeouts and 21 innings pitched. So that means he must still have his stuff. If he still has his stuff, if he stays healthy, I think he'll pick it up. What do you think about that one?
I think so, too. I mean, he's still missing a lot of bats, and I think the weather has contributed to a slow start. And I think when it warms up, you'll see him really just, you know, getting some zeros on the board.
Yeah, I think so. So how about now? Let's get a, it's Easter. Let's get a happy bubble out there, Vince. Who's doing well so far?
Well, you know, another guy, Chris Calabella, from Minnesota,
oh, yeah, who is leading
the league in RBIs. He's hitting about 350, and it's just really he's helping Minnesota stay around 500 and compete in that division. So I think that's a great story. And if you look at his minor league numbers, he averaged over 300. So I think he's got a shot to keep it going.
When they were playing the White Sox early in the year, I think he did well against them, but I was looking at him, I'm like, who's this guy? He didn't seem that impressive, so I just kind of ignored it as a, okay, he's having a good couple of games, but yeah, now he's carried it on through 3 weeks, so you never know, maybe he will.
And an interesting story about him is he was offered a contract to play in Japan for about $1 million and kind of turned it down to have a chance to play for this Minnesota Twin team. So,
well, then you hope he does well.
Yeah, that's a great story, too.
And then from Huggins and Scott Auctions, HugginsandScott.com, Josh sent me a picture of this one. Vince, you would like this one, a 1967 Dexter Press Premiums Roberto Clemente autographed version.
Oh, nice.
So they have stamped autograph on those at the top, but this one was actually signed by Clemente. Any estimates on that one, Josh? What do you think that might do?
Oh, I don't know, Tom. It could get 1,000 to 2.
Yeah,
would be my guess.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It might get to 2 on just depending on how people go on it. You figure 1,000 for sure, and it might get to 2, I would think. His signatures, he had such a cool signature too. And the longer it goes since he's been retired, the more of a hero and a star he looks, yeah. Actually. You see the highlights of him, and it's just fun to watch. He was just an exciting player to watch. So that'll be in the June Huggins and Scott auctions. Okay, we have Robert from the South Loop is on the line. What do you have there, Robert?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
I have three ticket stubs from the Detroit Cubs World Series in 1945. At that time, because they had wartime travel, the first three games were in Detroit. The last four games, because it was a seven-game series, were in Chicago.
I may have known that at one time, but I had forgotten that if I did know it. So that's an interesting little fact there, Robert.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I don't have the stub from the seventh game because I didn't go to the seventh game, but I saw the fourth, fifth, and sixth games, so I know the stubs are authentic.
You saw them at Wrigley.
At Wrigley. For some reason, I saved them. I was just a young kid. Yeah.
Now, what was the park like? And since most of us who are alive have never seen the Cubs in a World Series, what was it like at Wrigley? Here we're at the 100-year anniversary. 1945 was the last time there was a World Series there.
Yes.
What was it like? Were people buzzing?
Yes. It was. As a matter of fact, at the they'd have batting practice and fielding practice, which people would see. And if a ball was hit into the stands, they asked for you to return it so they could use it for servicemen or whatever they wanted to use
it
for.
Huh.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah, it was a very good World Series. They won the sixth game when Hank Greenberg let a ball go through his legs in the outfield. And then in the seventh game, an impossibility, but in the first inning, they were in trouble. And of all people, Paul Richards, who ended up the, a big manager and everything, got a double with the bases loaded. And from then on, the Cubs couldn't come back in the game.
Wow.
But if he didn't, and he was a very poor hitter, if he didn't, we wouldn't be talking about possibly that the Cubs haven't won a World Series in all these years. Because they could have possibly won that World Series.
Now,
game.
Do you remember the game? Was there publicity about it? When was it Sam Sianis or whatever? They wouldn't let him in with his goat. Do you remember that at the time?
No, I don't. That had nothing to do with this World Series, as far as I know.
I think that was in the 45 series when they wouldn't let him in the park with his goat. I'm pretty sure. Somebody can correct me on that. That's not the case.
Possibly.
Now, Josh, what do you think of those ticket stubs, games 4, 5, and 6 from the 45 World Series?
Well, we sold a full ticket from the 45 series to game 6 for $300.
Okay.
Stubs get less, obviously.
Yeah.
But depending on condition, you know, they're probably $75 to $100 a stub.
Now, would you recommend somebody, if they have nice condition on older ticket stubs like that, getting those graded?
Sure. Yeah.
If you have if they're really sharp, Robert, like with no creases in it or whatever, and you might want to try to get those graded. If they get a really high grade, that might help the value of them.
All right.
Which
they're in good shape. But because I had them in a scrapbook not pasted or anything, so they're in good shape. I could have them graded.
Are you going to keep them or are you going to sell them, you think?
Well, for the price that he mentioned, keep them, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. They might not win a World Series for another 100 years. So.
You're a White Sox fan, Robert, or are you still a Cubs fan?
Yeah, unfortunately.
He's still a Cubs fan. Well, you never know. I don't know.
And he's not alone. We have another Cub fan right here.
Right.
I feel for you.
Now here, that leads to another. Actually, that leads to a couple other things. One of the things is I've heard a lot of people griping about the Ricketts family, and to me, they're doing things the right way from the standpoint you hire who you think is the best player development guy, and you leave him alone and you let him do the job, and that's fine. You hire a guy, you let him do the job, as long as they're giving him enough money when he says, hey, I need X million to get this guy, that they'll say, okay, whatever you need, we'll give it to you. If they're giving him the money he needs and he's doing it exactly the way he wants it, I'm all for him. Let the guy the worst thing to me is sports owners like Jerry Jones who meddle. They hire the guys, and then they're always telling them what to do. Stay out of it. Let him do what he's doing. And he's getting some good talent. He's made some bad moves. Theo the ego. Sometimes I think he's got to have everything his way. But you hired the guy, let him do what he's doing and see what happens. And another thing that leads me to is, what do you keep and what do you throw out? People ask me that a lot. Any old ticket stubs to World Series, playoff, important games, you got to keep all that stuff. Old newspapers, for the most part, you can throw them out unless you want to frame them for a conversation piece. Not a lot of value to most old newspapers. You know, if you have Dewey defeats Truman or, you know, some huge thing like that, there might be some value to it. Old magazines, you can throw most of those out unless there's a big name cover, and some of those will do well, whether it's Time, Life, whatever. If you have Kennedy on the cover, or if you have Babe Ruth on the cover of something, don't you agree, Josh? Newspapers pretty valueless, and most magazines also, unless it's just the right cover.
100%, Tom.
Yeah. You have any other recommendations of something like any toys or things in original boxes? If they're in good shape, keep them. Any cards that are in really probably from the 70s and older, don't ever throw any of that stuff out. Anything that's serial numbered, autographed, memorabilia cards from newer stuff, keep all that stuff. You have any other recommendations for people, Josh? Maybe something that's valuable that people might not know is valuable, or things that people are always calling you with that they think is valuable that they should just throw out?
I mean, you pretty much covered it.
Yeah.
You know, the toys, you know, one of the things that we do hear about are, you know, guys who have toys from the 60s, Hot Wheels cars from the 60s in their original packaging are way more valuable than people ever would imagine. I mean, several hundred dollars for those.
Wow.
You know, G.I. Joes in their original packaging from the 70s and you know, mostly 80s and newer stuff is, you know, as you mentioned, is not really sellable for a huge premium today. But the you know, as you mentioned, the relic cards, the autograph cards, the piece of a something cards, those I would hang on to.
Yeah, definitely. You guys in HugginsandScott.com, you guys get some of the newer stuff, the one of ones, and some of the high-grade rookie autographs of some of the guys. They go for some big money in your auctions.
They do?
Yeah, that's something that a lot of times people think, newer stuff, there's nothing of any value. But there's some big money stuff, and if you get the right products and get the right cards out of them, it's pretty amazing. As a matter of fact, in this Upper Deck SP Authentic Golf Box, there's a Rory McIlroy autograph in there that goes for a few hundred dollars. Just Rory McIlroy, who, based on potential, I guess. Yeah, I guess he's already won some big tournaments, but he still hasn't done that much last year or so. Andrew from Evanston is on the line. What do you have there, Andrew?
Good morning. Happy Easter.
Same to you. What's up?
I have two questions. First question is, do you devalue a highly graded card if you have the athlete sign that card?
Not necessarily. It depends what it is. Actually, autographed cards, even vintage autographed cards, are doing really well right now. Now, are you talking about, like, let's say you had a real high-grade Aaron rookie or an older one like that? Or,
yes, okay. Even a Nolan Ryan or Aaron.
What do you think about that, Josh? Should they just hold to lower-grade vintage rookies to get signed by Hall of Famers, or should any condition now is okay to get signed?
I would say if you have a really high-grade Aaron rookie, you got an Aaron rookie that's a 9, I don't know that I'd want to take it and go put his signature on it.
Yeah.
I mean, that card is so valuable as it is, and to put his signature on it, you're taking a large number of people who would want that card as a 9 unautographed out of the equation.
I see.
But I would, you know, but if you've got a mid-grade Ryan rookie, you know, you got a Ryan rookie that's a 5 or a 6, you could certainly put an autograph on that, and I don't think you're going to hurt it at all these days.
No, I think you actually help it now. It seems to be getting more and more popular. 6s and lower for sure, that I think it really helps the value of those items, Andrew.
Thank you. And then my second question is, after Michael Jordan's first retirement, they had a big celebration and ceremony for him at the old stadium. And maybe it was the United States. I can't remember at this point because it was over 20 years ago. But I had season tickets at the time, and at that time they gave out a gift bag at that event. And one of the items in that bag was an Upper Deck commemorative card, which was larger than a standard card.
Yeah, I don't think there's much value to anything in that bag. I've had a couple of people bring those in, and I, at this point, it doesn't look like there's much value to anything in that bag. So it's time for another short break here. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. Happy Easter, everybody. The number here is 312-332-3776. Give us a call if you have a question about the value of an item. It might be political, pop culture, sports item, whatever you have, if you think it might be valuable, give us a call. And we're giving away a box of 2014 Upper Deck SP Authentic Golf to one caller. Or if you tweet me a question, T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, and we use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing. And Vince Clemente from ERC Delivery, ERC will deliver it free of charge. So hang in there. We'll be right back, folks.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
So, Vince, when the Cubs, or if the Cubs, offer stock, how many shares are you in for?
Well, we'll have to see how much they go for, but yeah. I'm good for a few, I think.
I think I might buy one or two. I don't know if they're going to do it where you can buy one or two, or it's going to be a type of thing where you have to get like 100,000 of them or whatever.
Right.
That might be what it is. I don't know. And, Josh, here's something that you sent me that's going to be in the June Huggins and Scott auction, and I have no idea what this is. So can you explain this a little bit? It's a 1955 SK Meats Lou Kretlow complete box.
Sure. So in the mid-50s, SK Meats is a product. They make hot dogs in Baltimore.
Okay.
And it's what they sell at the ballpark. They still sell them today. In the, Baltimore, the Orioles were moved from St. Louis and became the Orioles in 54, and SK Meats was one of their sponsors, and so they put out cards, and they put them out on the back of their hot dog packages.
And
they've done other, Glendale Meats did hot dog cards, and it was sort of popular in the mid-50s, in regional type issues. And so SK put out these cards, and what they told you to do on the boxes was to cut out the cards and save the cards and throw away the rest of the packaging. Well, most people who did that did that. They cut the cards, they saved the cards, and threw everything else away. Well, some people kept the whole box.
Ah, okay.
And they are very, very difficult to find in a complete box form. We've sold several of them over the past several years, and they sometimes get into the five figures.
Wow.
I think the first complete box we sold, I want to say, got 15 or 18,000. We sold a couple other ones with some very tough players on it that got $20,000 and $25,000. And Kretlow from 55 it's the first time we've ever offered. We've sold numerous SK cards. And Kretlow is one of this is the first time we've sold a 55 SK Lou Kretlow card, which is unusual because we've sold so many of them, and this one is a complete box, so
could be big money.
We're sort of excited about it.
Could be really big money.
Could be.
So we'll add that to the list of things to not throw out when you find your 1955 SK Meats boxes. Don't throw them out. Call Huggins and Scott.
Definitely.
Okay, Frank from Hinsdale's on the line. What do you have there, Frank?
What I have is a original program from the Ice Bowl in Green Bay between Green Bay and the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh,
I think it was
cool.
1967.
Were you freezing at the game, Frank?
I was the coldest guy there. I was completely unprepared.
Oh, no. Did you get frostbite that day?
No, but my friend did.
Really? You're kidding. Wow.
No.
What? Now, anybody sign the program or just a
no. Just the program.
How nice a condition did it get?
It's almost perfect condition. It's very good condition. I'm surprised it came out that well. I don't know where I put it during the game, but
yeah, maybe you were sitting on it or something. What do you think, Josh? Have you had any of those?
We have. I've sold a few of them, and depending on condition, they can sell anywhere from, in lesser condition, $200 to much nicer condition, $300 to $400.
Oh, very nice.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, you have anything else hiding from that game? Like you happen to walk away with Nitschke's helmet or something? Or
no. Or the ticket stub?
Yeah, ticket stub. Do you have the ticket from that game, Frank?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do,
Just a little stub, yeah.
What's that worth, Josh?
Well, we've sold the pair, the program and the stub together. I want to say it got about $700.
Whoa. Hmm.
Wow, that's better. You reminded me. I know I do have it because I just cleaned out the attic a few days ago.
You find any boxes of 1967 Topps baseball packs in that attic, Frank?
No, I wasn't that smart.
Okay. So if you're thinking of selling that, it sounds like Josh had put it in a Huggins and Scott auction, the two items together.
Hey, I will seriously consider that.
And then look in that attic and find some other stuff there, Frank. Get up there and see what you have.
How do I get a hold of Josh?
You can call our offices, toll-free 1-866-462-2273. And that's to our offices in Maryland. I'm in California, so you won't get me, but you can talk to Bill Huggins, who's normally on this show.
Okay.
Very
Sounds
good.
Great.
Look for some more before you call, Frank. Who knows? Maybe you have a signed Pete Rose rookie up in that attic.
I'll take another look.
Okay.
Pull up those floorboards and start, revamping the whole house.
Fantasy baseball-wise, Vince, you have any other guys that are off to good starts that you're not sure that they're going to keep up? Or
It's hard to not mention Mark Burley and what he's doing.
Oh, a great start.
He is just pitching lights out.
I wish they could have kept Burley. I understand because of what he got paid was so high, but he's probably my favorite White Sox pitcher of all time. I just wish they could have kept him. Now, the thing about Burley, though, he'll pitch the no-hitters and the perfect games, and then he also has those games where he'll give up 5 runs in 3 innings fairly often mixed in there. You know those are going to come.
Yeah. Well, I was watching him pitch this week, and he was just hitting that outside corner like Glavin used to do in the early 90s.
Right.
Just can hit that outside corner to a righty batter consistently. And
when he's getting those calls, he's really tough to hit. So, yeah, my favorite White Sox pitcher. I always like Wilbur Wood, but I think Burley moved ahead of him. Billy Pierce. It's all lefties, seems like.
Yep.
Gary Peters, he was one of... Andy from Glenview has a neat item. What do you have there, Andy?
I went through a box recently and came across a bunch of 1954 Tops, and one of them is Hank Aaron.
Whoa! Andy!
I think there was a Ted Williams in there too. I don't know if that's just kind of, it's in rough shape. All of them are in rough shape, but
That would be what, like we were talking earlier in the show. I don't know if you caught it earlier, but we were saying a lot of people now are getting the vintage rookie cards that are in lower condition signed by the guy. Then you get them slabbed and authenticated, and they're doing really well. So if you have like a creased up or a low grade Aaron rookie, that's the perfect card. If you think you have a shot of getting him to sign it, keep an eye out and get it signed.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah. Is there any way to put a value on something like that?
Well, if you can send a picture, maybe are you on Twitter where you could tweet to T Crown Tom a picture of it, that would help. But if not, if you can describe this, is it all creased up or is it?
It's not creased up. No, it seems like it had a little bit of little too much air on it, and it's kind of, it's not creased, but it's just kind of
soft.
Yeah, I would say soft. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, it's got to be worth at least a few hundred, right, Josh?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Aaron rookies are, I mean, depending, obviously, without seeing it, it's very difficult to give any kind of accurate assessment. But, yeah, I mean, if it's not all creased up and looks like it was run over by a truck and everything like that, then I think, a couple hundred dollars, sure.
What do you think a 9 Aaron rookie goes for right now?
5 figures.
Wow.
Amazing.
Don't know how many 5 figures, but don't know where it falls, but I could certainly do some research and figure it out. There have been some, and a few have sold, but
Have you ever seen a 10, Josh?
I have not seen a 10.
No, I can't even imagine what that would go for. That would have to be somebody finds a box of packs almost and starts opening them. And well, very good, Andy.
Thank you.
Okay, next in line we have Mike from Valpo. What do you have there, Mike?
I got kind of a unique item. They're candy bar wrappers with their picture on them, Reggie White. Kirby Puckett, Cal Ripken Jr., and Scottie Pippen, and they're all signed.
Oh, signed rappers, huh? Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Puckett died at such an early age. His autographs are pretty good. Pippen, I would think you have over $100 in value for that whole group, maybe going towards $200. You think anything higher than that, Josh, in that group?
No, I wouldn't think so, Tom. I mean, candy bar wrappers are probably not the, you know, not the best thing to get signed, but they're neat and they're, you know, unusual.
I would think it would be hard to have a good solid signature on a candy wrapper. Are they kind of like the almost skips in the ink on them, Mike?
They were like, come on, you know, when they came off the press, they were, you know, like, you know, they have imperfections on them, like they were cut wrong.
Okay.
And they were picked up on the ground and they signed them. And there's a few, I have a few Reggie White and a few Cal Ripken. I only have one Kirby Puckett, one Scottie Pippen.
It'd be neat to have single signed baseballs of all those guys.
Yeah.
Next time you're going somewhere, Mike, carry along a few singles or baseballs with you and hold the candy wrappers. Keep them in your pocket.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery. Josh Wolkin is with us from Huggins and Scott Auctions this week for Bill Huggins. And our producer, Adam Abdallah, is back. Give us a call at 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. If you're quick, you can still get in. We're doing a drawing for a box of 2014 Upper Deck SP Authentic Golf. And we'll do a drawing, one caller, or anybody who tweeted me a question that we used on the show. We'll get in the drawing for the box of Upper Deck SP Authentic Golf, which has 3 autographs per box. And now coming up in the Huggins and Scott June auction, that starts, I believe, early June, right, Josh?
Yes, Tom, June 2nd.
June 2nd, they usually go for about 10 days. There's a single-signed Babe Ruth ball from 1927. Gotta like that. How good a condition is that one, Josh?
It's pretty nice, actually.
Yeah.
Not terrible. I mean, there's, you know, obviously large discrepancies in grades on those things from, you know, barely readable to stunningly gorgeous. This falls somewhere in between those two.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's going to go for some bucks. I like this, a Pete Rose 1968 game-issued All-Star bat. Now, if it's game-issued, that means they didn't necessarily use it during the game, but it was made for the game?
Correct. And I guess the story is that Louisville Slugger, or Adirondack, but mostly Louisville Slugger, made 2 bats for each player for each All-Star game.
Oh, okay.
In case they cracked one, you know, during one of their bats, they would then have a second bat they could use to their specifications. I don't know. I actually haven't seen the images of this one yet. I just know that it came in, and it's, you know, this one, I don't know how much use it has on it, nor could it be confirmed that Rose actually used this particular bat, but it is one of the 2 that Louisville Slugger made for him for the game.
Okay, very cool. James from Hoskins Park is on the line with, it sounds like an interesting item. What do you have there, James?
I have a Michael Jordan poster with Coca-Cola. He's advertising Coca-Cola with his signature on it.
A signed poster? Do you have a sculpture also?
No, I don't have a sculpture.
Okay, so it's a signed poster that you have. I would think a poster of him is probably in the $300 range, maybe. Very nice. Oh. Okay, and John from Manuka, we'll get you on here real quick. John, tell us what you have.
I got a Dennis Rodman signed Chicago Bulls practice basketball with a certificate. Also got a Dan Marino signed picture with certificate. A couple other things if you got time.
Okay, a Marino picture's probably in the 50 to 75 range. A Rodman ball, maybe 150 or so.
I also got a Vince McMahon signed XFL. It's like a folder.
Oh, boy, I don't know what Vince McMahon. Any value in Vince McMahon that you know of, Josh?
I'm sure there's some value to it. If I had to guess, I would say $25 to $50. I don't think it's a real tough signature. I'm pretty sure he He signs.
He probably asks people when he's out to eat, he goes around to other tables, would you like my autograph? You know, how celebrities are always like, yeah, I hate it when people bug me. I could see him going around, do you know who I am? Okay, well, let's finish off here, Vince. I'm going to give one more. Jose Abreu's been in a slump this week for the Sox. Had a couple hits yesterday, which was good. And to me, as long as he doesn't try to pull happy, as long as he hits to all fields, goes with the pitch, just relaxes, stays, I think he's going to be fine. He's just got power to all fields, and he seems like a good guy. Just don't, you know, right now it looks like his mind, he's thinking one thing, guessing wrong or whatever, and I think he'll be fine, though.
I don't think he's used to this cold either.
No, I agree.
You know, so
yeah.
I'm hoping he'll turn it around.
There's been more than one player from Cuba that has been. Alexei's, this is his first good start ever.
He's on fire.
Yeah. Well, now, Vince, it's time to do the drawing for the box of 2014 Upper Deck SP Authentic Golf. The winner
is going to be Andy from Glenview.
Andy from Glenview. All right.
So email me, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you and set up a delivery at your convenience, free of charge.
Very good. Free of charge. You ended up sending, it was somebody in Michigan last week.
Hamilton, Michigan.
And you guys still sent that out, huh?
Overnighted it. So
they're
going to take time to listen to the show or tweet us.
We're going to send it
to them.
ERC Delivery. If you ever need anything delivered, check with ERC. Josh Wilkin, you can go back to bed.
Thanks, Tom.
You had a great job today, Josh. Thanks for joining in with us. We always like having you on.
Thank you very much, Tom. I appreciate it.
All right. And everybody, don't forget to check out Huggins & Scott Auctions, HugginsAndScott.com. Their next auction starts June 2nd. Adam Abdallah, it's good to have you back. George, I don't want to talk about George. But
he's taking a nap.
Yeah, he's napping. Poor George. Okay, well, happy Easter, everybody. Enjoy the day, be safe, and have a great week. We're on 7 to 8 every Sunday morning. Thanks for listening. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.